This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Our guest today, SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming
in. Good morning.
As people may be aware, today is the day that we expect to hear more about what the university plans to do if the state doesn't come up with another, well, a new state budget,
right,
which we haven't had for a couple of years now. Can you give us any idea of what people should expect? There are a lot of people pretty nervous about this.
No, this has been a very much anticipated memo that I'm going to be sending out later today to talk about this. And it'll make reference to activities across all three campuses for SIU and some things we're going to have to do to keep ourselves viable to move through the rest of this fiscal year and into fiscal year 18 after July 1st. Many listeners will recall the fact that a little over a year ago, we went through the same exercise. And at that time, for each campus, we published a fairly detailed list of reductions that we were going to have to undertake to deal with the same problem, freeing up enough cash to get through the fiscal year, move in into the next one. It's really deja vu all over again for us. What our constituencies of the campuses are going to see today is something not quite that concrete or specific. Rather, what we're going to do is set a framework for some decisions that are going to have to be made around reductions that would take place to keep us viable getting through the fall semester, again, well into fiscal year 18. So it's a little different approach that we're taking. This time around, for those who are thinking when this information is released later today, you're going to see this laundry list again, that's not the case, but rather it is going to have some fairly significant decisions around how we move forward, a framework, if you will, for what has to be done at the campus level. And then in the remaining months of this fiscal year, it will be up to the campus then to go back, review previous cut lists, look at other actions that could be taken. Again, Jennifer, as you know, many others do, the campus has been involved all through this year in a budget review and reprioritization process. For the non-instructional side of the campus, that report was issued around the holidays on May 1. We're going to get a parallel, similar report for the academic side of the house, and that will be informative to the chancellor and others to make these specific cut decisions, assuming we have to go there.
The bottom line on all of this, though, is that you need the financial information and the money, the dollars from Springfield.
Yes, this is absolutely now a question of operating cash, having liquidity to keep the campus viable. You know, we've really had to pull down on all the unrestricted reserves we've had available to us for operating cash to get through this year. And let's not forget, the Carbondale campus did $21 million of cuts just to get through this year. But in addition to that, we had significant draw on reserves just to make it through this year, trying to really hold the campus together. Well, given that use of reserves, we cannot go through and do another year like that, even though $21 million is significant. We're going to have to go in, identify another round of reductions to keep the campus viable, keep the doors open, keep us operating, given the fact that essentially we've gone through a year living off the credit card. We can't do it again. But I must say that this is not a question of the campus having to close or not making payroll or things of that nature. That we're not in that sort of existential crisis, and I keep emphasizing that. But it is to say we've got to make some big decisions over the next 2 to 3 months for us to remain viable at SIUC, keep doing what we do, have the doors be open, and educating students and serving the region. And if we can get a state budget, if we can get a significant stopgap providing that operating cash to us, which is obviously hugely important to our overall bottom line, then we can roll these things back. And it gives the campus a pass, if you will, on maybe some of the worst of these decisions. But not knowing what's going to happen out of Springfield, we can't sit and wait any longer without, as we did last year, going back, identifying the areas where we free up the cash to keep things working for us in the future.
This, of course, is not the only issue that you're dealing with. With just about a minute or so remaining, you're recruiting a new chancellor for the Carbondale campus. And I know that you've come down to finalists. So what's the next step? What's happening now?
Yes, we are honing in to get this work done. We're at the point now where the Search Advisory Committee has identified four finalists. We haven't released those names publicly as of yet, but that will be coming very soon. I'm hoping by next Monday. Obviously, we're doing some background checking and talking to the candidates to ensure that they're ready for a public release of names, things of that nature. But I'm really hopeful that by next Monday, the 3rd, we can release the names of the four finalists, post their vitas on a search website and things of that nature. And then we're looking to try to get campus interviews for the four finalists, each here about 2.5 days, getting those underway a week later on Monday, April 10th. And it'll be interviews through the rest of the month to get a decision made.
And all of those things going on, we'll keep you updated here on WSIU. Dr. Dunn, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.